Okay, welcome back to CKUT. We have with us Cleve Higgins and Nat Marshick. We're here to talk about the Collective Independent Study course that they're setting up. A group of students are coming together in this Collective Independent Study course called Indie Class to study together in a course run by and for students. Students will choose the topic of the study and the readings. The topic of the course is prisons. To find out more about this, we're speaking to Cleve and Nat. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, thank you.
So let's start by finding out, what is a collective independent study course?
Well, the idea with this is that we're taking what is already done at McGill, which is independent study classes, which are usually done individually. So a student has a topic that they want to study that isn't offered in a course, and they go to a prof, and the prof says they'll supervise that project by the student, and the student goes and does the research and writes an essay on their own about that topic. And we have come together, and we're all making proposals to profs on related topics. So they're all of the proposals we make are going to relate to prisons. And then we're going to all meet probably twice a week, and it'll be like a seminar-style class. We'll share in the facilitation of the discussion and the assigning of readings, and basically do what a prof does, but organize it ourselves and use our research to share with each other and learn from each other on the topic of prisons.
So there are already independent study classes at McGill that mm-hmm. students can choose their own topic, but usually they're working alone. And so the big difference here is that a bunch of students who are all interested in prisons and prison related issues are all getting together, choosing the readings and discussing the readings and doing the research. Mm-hmm.
And ideally we also want to make it open to non-students and people who aren't going to be doing it for credit. So there would be a core group of people who's doing the research and getting credit for it through the independent study program, but also we want to involve other people who want to join in discussions, maybe during one of the classes per week, things like that. But we're still working on figuring out exactly the structure we're going to have for the class. And that's partly because one of the big ideas behind this is we want to try to make it, usually classes and academic research is very insulated and stays sort of circulating within the university and within very elite institutions. So we want to get away from that, and we want to try to involve as many people as possible and as much of the community and prison activist community as possible, which I think we're going to talk about a bit later too.
Right. Sounds like a very engaging, interesting project. And one thing that I found interesting about it is that it puts puts the control of the class back in the hands of students, and gives the students the power to manage the class themselves. And this is sort of been a theme at McGill lately, this question of student power, student autonomy. There was this whole thing with the Architecture Cafe, and to non-McGill people, they probably don't know about this, but there was this cafe that is run still by McGill students in architecture, and all of a sudden it sort of came under the ire of the administration, and it was looking like it might get shut down, and people protested, and in the end it's still being run by architecture students, as I understand it. So this is kind of a theme at McGill. It's sort of an ongoing thing. Could you talk about that?
So there's a couple things. I mean, first of all, as a lot of students at McGill and other universities probably know, there's not a whole lot of student input or student control over curriculum and course content and what courses are offered. I mean, I think right now the main venue students have to influence those things is through the online course reviews at the end of term, which do not really seem to produce a measurable result. So this is an attempt to remedy that fact, first of all, and get students to have input into, like, very directly into the course material. And another point is just we feel that a lot of times students have interests that are more current and more challenging than a lot of the things that are currently offered. So this shows that by putting a lot of more power in the hands of students, we could potentially have courses that are really a lot more relevant to what's going on today.
I was wondering if you could talk about how people can get involved. How can they contact you if they have ideas?
Sure. Our email address is indyclass@gmail.com. That's I-N-D-Y class. So they can send us an email. Well, there'll probably be some publicity that we'll have at McGill about the class, when it's happening, how people can come and participate. And also, this is just hopefully the first collective independent study class this fall. But we also, through our experience of creating this class, want to share that experience with other people so that people can start their own classes. This type of project doesn't need to be limited to one or two classes. It really, as far as we can see, doesn't have any limits. And we'd hope to see in the next semester and in coming years, it take a more larger role at McGill so that students can have a greater say in how their education works and how it relates to important issues.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for joining us on Off the Hour today. We've been talking to Cleve and Nat, who are organizing Indie Class, a collective of students at McGill coming together to study together in a course run by and for students about prison issues. Thanks again.